Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This truly is the day that the Lord God has made, and I will rejoice. I'm just happy in it. Glad, oh my God, glad in it. Amen, hallelujah. The sun is shining where I am. But you know, I'll share this with you. No matter what is going on, the sun is still shining. Behind that cloud, the sun is shining. I remember my mom would say to me one day, I was kind of down, and she says, "Why are you pining? Behind that cloud, the sun is shining." Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, yes. She said, if you believe in God, you should just have the confidence to know that everything is all right. The Lord, she's gone on now, but I thank the Lord for that word of encouragement, that really every once in a while you lean back and you think about it and it put a smile on your face and you say, I trust God. Lord, I trust you. I thank you. I praise you. I glorify you. I magnify you. I exalt you. I thank you for the very breath that I breathe. I thank you for my life. I thank you for another day. I thank you for the opportunity to repent, Almighty God, for words, thoughts, and deeds that I've done against thee and thee only. I thank you, Lord, and I don't take it for granted for how you cleanse me from all unrighteousness, how you still count me as your own. Glory be to your name. How I can lean on you and depend on you. How, though I have no physical mother, father, you'll be my mother, my father. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You are my friend. Hallelujah. And I thank you this morning. I glorify you. I magnify you. I exalt you. I extol you. Majesty on high. Great God. Ooh, creator of the universes. Oh, such wisdom. I can't even understand it, not comprehend it. Cannot speak of it. Your glory is so great. Oh, it outshines Almighty God. Almighty God. Oh, the giver and the receiver of life. Hallelujah. You're so God that you look down and you behold the children of man. Almighty God, and yet you're sitting high above the heavens. Good God Almighty, thank you. And you care. Oh, you don't just mass us up in a pile. Individually, you care and you provide. And you do so, you make it personal. And I thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the blood of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. Glorify you, magnify you, exalt you. Speak now through me, to me. Oh, bless your name, Almighty God. Wondrous to behold. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You're sweet. You're sweeter than the honeycomb. Yes, you are great and awesome. Hallelujah in all your ways. Glory this morning. And thank you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, and this is Tea Time with Yeshua and me, welcoming you to the Traveling Cafe and inviting you to have a seat at the gold table. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you're going to understand what the Traveling Cafe mean and the gold table mean. Let's just take it one day at a time. Hallelujah. Not going to be able to be on with you long. So many things are happening, This morning, I even got to the place and said, well, maybe I need to change the time. No, but we're going to work, and we're going to have our 10 a.m. Friday morning. If you can't get a cup of hot tea, grab a cup of coffee. Won't be mad at you. Hallelujah. And we just get together and sit and think of the goodness of Jesus. How about that? Just thinking of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for us. My soul cries out, hallelujah. What about yours? My soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Can you say that? Thank God for saving me. I truly thank him this morning. So I'm not going to go with much regret into everything, but I will like to read a scripture and pray that it will settle deep into your spirit and God will give us standing. Remember that our main objective, one of our main objectives, I don't know if you can have many scholars have to clarify that for me, but is to encourage us, no matter where we are in this life, to do the work that God has called us to do. Some we call late bloomers. I see your mother, hallelujah, I've had some difficulties, but we got it. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Doesn't matter about age. Recognize that God has called us for a certain task. And we accomplished that for him. Now our faith, because remember there was a time in your life you said, well, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done this or I would have done that. Sure wish I would have been able to do this for the Lord or I would have been able to do that for the Lord. But if God has brought it back to you, I'm no expert, but I would say more than likely now is the time. We don't say late bloomers. We just say bloomers, amen? And we bear much fruit for the kingdom. Some start real early and they carry it on all the way until they leave here. Some start in the middle and some at the end. Wherever God has placed you and it has come to you about doing some work for him, let's do it. How about that? Let's just pray about it. Thank him for the opportunity. No, we don't know what we're doing. He's going to lead us and guide us. But what we do, we have it with great enthusiasm. I mean great enthusiasm. Just excitement. But not so much that we go ahead of God. Or so much so that we slow down. We just stay in the flow. And in harmony with him. Hallelujah. Just stay in the flow and in harmony with him. Now, how do we do that? Hey, we pray. That's how we do it. Have a little talk with him. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest phrase, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to read John 6, starting at the 25th verse. Let's just fast in this a little bit. And when they had found him on the other side, it's John 6:25. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say to you, ye seek me not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and was filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth until unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him has God the Father sealed. 28. Then say they unto him, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he has sent. They said therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? What thus Father did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then say they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Hear that. And this is the Father's will, which he has sent me, that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again in the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believe on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day. Can we say amen to that? Let me do 46. Not that any man has seen the Father, save he which is of God. He has seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me has everlasting life. 48. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which come down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. 51. I am the living bread. That came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Glory be to God. My brothers and my sisters, unfortunately, I'm going to have to close. But what a blessed way to close. Hallelujah. Thank God for you. Thank God for your patience with me. Pray for me as I pray for you. We read Jude 1:24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. I love you, and God bless you. And Father, we thank you for this appointed time, this set time. We thank you, Lord God, for the words that you have allowed us to share this morning. Now may it continue to feed on us. Hallelujah. May we continue to feed on it and grow and hear what thus says the living God. We thank you and God bless you. I love you now. And again, thank you for your patience.